From the Heart, November 13. Seal of God and Mark of the Beast. Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. The seal of God, the token or sign of His authority, is found in the fourth commandment. This is the only precept of the Decalogue that points to God as the creator of the heavens and the earth, and clearly distinguishes the true God from all false gods. Throughout the scriptures, the fact of God's creative power is cited as proof that He is above all heathen deities. The Sabbath, enjoined by the fourth commandment, was instituted to commemorate the work of creation, thus to keep the minds of all ever directed to the true and living God. Had the Sabbath always been kept, there would never have been an idolater, an atheist, or an infidel. The sacred observance of God's holy day would have led the minds of men and women to their Creator. The things of nature would have brought Him to their remembrance, and they would have borne witness to His power and His love. The Sabbath of the fourth commandment is the seal of the living God. It points to God as the Creator and is the sign of His rightful authority over the beings He has made. What, then, is the mark of the beast, if it is not the spurious Sabbath which the world has accepted in the place of the true? The prophetic declaration that the papacy was to exalt itself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, has been strikingly fulfilled in the changing of the Sabbath from the seventh to the first day of the week. Wherever the papal Sabbath is honored in preference of the Sabbath of God, there the man of sin is exalted above the Creator of heaven and earth. Those who assert that Christ changed the Sabbath are directly contradicting His own words. In the Sermon on the Mount He declared, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Roman Catholics acknowledge that the change in the Sabbath was made by their church, and they cite this very change as evidence of the supreme authority of this church. They declare that by observing the first day of the week as the Sabbath, Protestants are recognizing her power to legislate in divine things. As the Sunday institution gains favor, he, the papist, rejoices, feeling assured that it will eventually bring the whole Protestant world under the banner of Rome.